Stand by. Cue announcer.
The Del Olalea Show. Weekday mornings from 10 to noon. It's John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. Yeah. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Hour number two. And we are giving away a spot in our fantasy league. Two spots in our fantasy league. We're going to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. You got to be able to go on August 27th and stay overnight. And we will do the show there, 27th and 28th, and then head back. We got a listener party that night, the 28th. So Big Dell is going to be – Dell gets to hang. He just loves hanging with me and Lance on the road. We hang out. We watch games together. Hmm. Eat, drink,
and then we all drive back together. No,
and
we don't.
And then a listener party that night. What? Dell, this is just like being here with me on this show. This is like the best days of your life.
So I've already got my 2 days planned out there. So the first show is on a Thursday, which involves the draft. We'll get there the 26th. I'll make sure to get there at a time where I can eat dinner and ignore any texts that come from you or Lance. I'll go to Lily's. That's my favorite place there.
Yep, get some, Lily's is great.
Get some dish that I love. And you may send a fake text about wanting to hang out. I'll ignore that. I'll be in some type of a low main food coma. I'll get up, do the show, stay away from you guys that entire afternoon after the show, and then roll into the draft, have some conversations with them listeners. They'll make their way because there's a casino. There's other things to do after the draft, and then I'll casually slide into my room at about 10 or 11, maybe do some gambling because my mother wants me to play the slots for her, and then ignore you guys again.
And then we leave probably right after the show. You guys stay for yours.
That's true, but I think the only time I will spend with you or Lance is the draft and the show.
The whole weekend.
It's not a chance.
The whole weekend.
Not a chance. I already got my machine ready to go for the slots because I was there last time and won some money. It'll be a nice, casual couple days without you guys around, except for the work stuff.
I think that weekend, they've got us a three-bed suite for the three of us.
That's weird.
Me, you,
a
and Lance.
A three-bed suite.
That's going to be, yep.
That's very odd.
It is odd.
You know what?
It is.
If that happens, I'm going to stay at the place down the road.
No.
Well, I will pay.
You have to stay at the Nugget.
No.
Yeah.
There's nothing that says
three-bed suite for three of us.
If that happens, I will pay for the place down the road. I won't mention them because the Nugget's great. But if they happen to do that to me, I got to make arrangements. In fact, I'd rather drive back and forth from home. It's only a two-hour and 10-minute trip, as you tell everyone. I'd rather do that than stay in a room with you guys. I'll drive to League City and then drive back.
Drive back?
Yes. Dude, that's how it'll go for me. I'll drive in Thursday morning.
Though. It's only 2 hours.
I know.
15 minutes down the road.
I could drive. It's barely longer than the drive here every morning. Mm-hmm. I'll drive to League City Thursday from League City Thursday morning, do the show, then drive back, and then do it again on Friday. It's simple. Let Christina send that confirmation email, and it's a three-bedroom suite. Let her do it. She'll find out, and so will you.
Three-bed suite. That's the best. We have three best friends. Houston Restaurant Week. August 1st is coming up, right? When is August 1st?
Yeah, it's on Friday, right? No, on Saturday.
Saturday, August 1st. August 1st through September 7th, Houston Restaurant Weeks. Okay, hundreds of restaurants, prefix menus. Every time you eat, you help the Houston Food Bank. Dine out, do good. Check out the lineup at HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. You can go to restaurants. You can afford to go to restaurants you normally can't during Houston Restaurant Week, and it helps the Houston Food Bank. So it's win, 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 win. Everybody wins, all right? Everybody wins. So get to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. All right. We have done quite a bit already this morning. And don't forget, just keep on listening here. We'll tell you when. We're going to give out that trivia question. And we are going to give away two spots to the Golden Nugget. You won't be in our three-bedroom suite. You'll have your own rooms. You'll have your own room. Okay, so you'll have that. You'll have that going
on. Which one of us do you believe would be the worst roommate over 2 days?
Oh, Lance, by far.
I would agree.
Yeah. No, by far. There'd be food all over the beds and all this stuff.
He feels like a bad time, honestly, if you have to be sequestered in a room with him.
I'm sure there'd be a lot of noises coming from...
I don't think he sleeps in a way that's going to make it great for the rest of us.
No.
For either of us. Yeah, I would agree. I think he'd be the worst.
Lance is the worst.
By the way, if you don't know, Lance is in Jacksonville speaking at some symposium. I don't know what he's doing, but he'll be back tomorrow.
They didn't even pay for his room.
No. The Nugget would, but the Jags won't.
That's why that's a terrible coach. The Jags, Duval.
Sorry, it's a transfer window season in soccer, so the Cons can't pay for Lance or anything else. They got to pay for soccer players right now. So
he's on a 2-game suspension because he got, well, he didn't even get his flight paid for.
He would still be eligible to play for Tennessee because the Jags wouldn't have paid for his flight or his room.
Anything.
Yeah.
Hey, come speak at this symposium. Pay your way and pay your hotel. Okay. Okay. All right, I'll do that. That sounds great.
James Gladstone's got Lance wrapped around his little finger.
I guess.
Out here paying for his own room and board and travel to speak for him? Is it a speaking engagement that he gets paid for?
I don't know.
Terrible.
That's a terrible deal. He's a terrible agent.
And you got to spend time in Jacksonville.
Yeah, right.
And pay to do it.
If you're not, and you're not even going to play?
No.
Sawgrass?
He's not going to play.
That's terrible. Nice job, Lance. Jeff Passan thinks the Astros are going to buy. And, I'm torn on this one. What do you give up for he's got Jake McCarthy, the center fielder for the Rockies now. He was in Arizona. He wasn't great in Arizona. He's in Colorado now. His OPS is up, but it's in large part because of home.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah. At home, it's 925. On the road, it's 721.
Yeah, 721 right now is actually, okay. Actually, if you want to know the truth for the Astros, that's not bad. That's not bad.
The bar is low to be better than what the Astros are doing. Yeah. The power numbers, as you might imagine, the 10 home runs, seven of them have been in Colorado. So what are we getting as a player if you're trading for a guy whose numbers are so juiced by his time in Denver?
Yeah. And then there's J.J. Bleday as well. He's a possibility from Cincinnati. They're not doing anything. So I don't know. I don't know what you give up, though. What are you giving up in a season where you're 500, but you're playing better baseball? You still need a starting pitcher. I don't know that Hayden Wesneski proved anything, although he did get out after
the tough start. Yeah, it was a really rough start. Yeah,
what is it? Six batters. They had three runs.
Yeah,
yeah, but then he, shut them down. 5 2/3. He went. It was nice after that, but again, grain of salt. Angels baseball, so you gotta take that into account. It wasn't exactly, it wasn't the New York Yankees you were facing there. It was the Angels, so you have to take all of that with a grain of salt. But I'm just torn on this whole thing. Whether were you going to be seller? You were just. A couple of weeks ago, you were going to be sellers, or everybody thought you were going to be sellers. Hey, what do you want to get rid of Jeremy Pena? How about Yordan? What about Paredes? Now it's like, hey, we're going to win this division. We're going to catch the Rays.
Well, that's what you and your buddy Chance have said. But the winning of the division is clearly in the cards. But you're trading or acquiring someone to go on a run, not just to win this bad division. So what would McCarthy cost? Like there would be plenty of team control after this season. So it wouldn't be a rental, but what do you get? What would you want to give up for a guy as you laid out who wasn't good before he got to Colorado? He was fine in Arizona, but nothing to go crazy over. And he's not good away from Coors.
Yeah. I don't know what you do here. And you got a lame duck general manager who's got to win, who's got to win now and win big. Otherwise, he's probably going to lose his job. Same with the manager. What do you let them give up to save their jobs? That's a problem, too. Dana's always been, I don't know. Has he been somewhat aggressive?
We know he's willing to make a move. The degree of the move is in question. Like, last year, it was Correa. It was Sanchez. Kikuchi was another move that worked out great as far as what he did in the regular season. And then, of course, the Tigers had us in trouble. So, it didn't work. It didn't play out in a way that led to any postseason success. So, he is willing to make a move. I think he's been rather moderate in, as far as giving up anything. Because what did you give up for Kikuchi? In fact, don't you have one of those guys back now, Lo Perfido? So there hasn't been much given up in these moves, but you haven't really gained much by these moves. Jesus Sanchez was a disaster.
Disaster. His moves this offseason have, for the most part, been
stinky.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah.
His pitching moves, terrible.
And we saw the third piece of what maybe the biggest trade he's made last night with Wesneski. He's just been hurt. But Paredes and Cam Smith, Paredes, good baseball player. Cam Smith had a good night last night, came through, but we've seen what Cam Smith has been since he's been here, and that's why you've dubbed them, and rightfully so, the worst outfield in baseball, at least offensively. Part of that has to do with Cam Smith, and it's why they're still looking for outfield production. So that's his biggest move. Thanks for Paredes, I guess, right now. Everything else has been kind of not noteworthy when it comes to Dana Brown. As far as trades, the acquisitions during the most recent offseason with the pitchers, they've been noteworthy for the wrong reasons, except for Peter Lambert.
Very much so. Yep. Well, and Peter Lambert, you DFA'd.
You didn't even want him. If anyone else had wanted him, he wouldn't be here.
Right. And he's got 11. They've won 11 games he started this year. If not for Peter Lambert, you would be in. You could possibly be right ahead of the Angels.
Yeah.
If not for Peter Lambert. Breaking here, when we come back, the biggest story in camp is going to be that center position. We'll hear from D'Amico about Kalen Rutledge next. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Let's do the fantasy question in the next segment. So keep on listening, and you could be in our fantasy league. It's a pretty simple question. You should know it. Get in. You can't get in until we ask the question, though. No lining up. We do have Sonny, who's lined up. He wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to say real quick, I don't know if y'all talked about it, but the sound of your Don hitting that bomb in the first, like the crack of the bat was so cool. I watched it like 100 times. And I think it's on Mark Berman's Twitter, and it would be an awesome drop to like take it down and keep it for the show, because it's like something out of a Hollywood movie. That's all I wanted to say. It's so cool. And go Astros, go Yordan, and that's all I got.
Yeah, no, the acoustics in there were fantastic because there were no people. So you had the echoing of the stadium with the Yordan crushing that baseball. It is the, I don't. It's clearly the most audio. It's the best audio of a home run, I think, that I've heard, because of all of those, because Yordan, but because of that stadium and the emptiness. So
it becomes cavernous when no one's in the ballpark. Yeah, think Sean and I got to it yesterday and played it. Yeah, the sound's remarkable. I mean, it's become a thing over the last couple weeks as Jordan continues to do what he's doing. The sound off his bat is something that's gone viral, even beyond just Houston. People are, like, the MLB official accounts grabbing it. And
Barstool grabbed it.
Yeah. Jordan has done something since the MVP Triple Crown stuff really got going. He has performed. Like, this happened, I think, MLB Network. Now, we had Robert Flores on last week, or was that early this week? I don't remember now. But I think it was early this week. But last week, they started to talk about Jordan because the numbers kept doing what he was doing all year long, and the Astros kept playing better. So this became a real serious conversation. And since that point, he has backed up their conversations. And with the Astros playing the way they are.
One.
Yeah, they had another clip this week talking about him, right? About how you can't really pitch to him.
And Kurt Suzuki's decisions in the ninth, in the first game, walking him. And then in the second game, pitching to him in the ninth. And that was the conversation. He made two mistakes. Well, I don't know that he made a mistake by walking him, but Paredes made him pay with the walk afterwards and all that terrible inning that they had. But the next night, you know, the home run in the first and then pitching to him in the ninth, and that was the conversation, is, Kurt Suzuki, what are you doing? you can't pitch to him in the ninth inning.
It made the
– I don't care.
It made pardon the interruption. An Angels-Astros game made pardon the interruption. Kornheiser and Wilbon were discussing what Suzuki was doing, pitching to Jordan. That's that game between two teams under 500 got, maybe not top billing, but it was a topic of conversation on that show about what is Suzuki doing pitching to Jordan. And we certainly talked about it yesterday. You know, I moved away from, hey, dummy, don't do that, to – let Mitch Ferris go out there and see if he can get it out. Who cares? You're the Angels. No one's really watching. But apparently enough people were that on one of ESPN's like long-standing shows, they decided to have a conversation about it. That speaks to Jordan and how good he is and why anyone would give him an opportunity to win a game when you don't have to.
I'm looking at Aaron Judge's numbers. I hear so many people saying, you know, Jordan's the best hitter in the game. Would you want Judge or Jordan?
What? I know that Jordan will come through in a postseason. What is Judge? Judge stinks in the postseason. He's not having as good of a year.
Judge's regular season numbers are really stupid.
Yeah, he's generally. Yeah,
58 and 53 the last 2 years.
Two-time defending MVP, yeah.
144, 114, 133 walks, 124 walks.
But what about this year, John?
This year he's hurt. But I'm thinking, you know, he had 17 bombs before he got hurt in 59 games. I'm thinking, you know, I love Jordan, and I just don't, but I don't know that you could put best hitter in the game on him yet. I'd put best hitter. He's the best hitter this year, but I don't know if you can put best hitter in the game on him yet.
Oh, this is embarrassing. What are you doing? What are you doing to our guy? Bringing up Aaron Judge?
Well, because I've seen this plenty. Is guys saying best hitter in the game, and wait a minute, you know,
he's the best hitter active in the game right now. How about that?
Yes. There's no question. That's what I'm saying. He's the best hitter this year. Aaron Judge or anybody. It doesn't matter. You show, hey, anybody. He's the best hitter in the game, period. Period. This year. I want him to be the best hitter in the game, period.
Well, that takes doing it for more than 1 year.
That's it. I mean, last year he had an off year. Last year he had the hands.
He only played the 48 games last year.
Yeah. So I want my guy to be far and away the best hitter in the game. Well, and, oh, by the way, he has performed in the postseason where Aaron Judge blows.
This is what I said.
Yeah.
I have the memory of the home run against the Phillies
stored. What about the Seattle home
run? Yeah, what does Aaron Judge have? I'm sure he might have had a moment the Yankee fans remember, but as far as things that have turned series or won them a game, there's not a lot there, if anything. And, John, we have someone ignoring your direction. Didn't you tell people not to call in until
don't call in.
Andrew? Not now, Andrew. You got to call in when John asks a question.
Andrew, I mean, you're premature callation. I mean, you got to relax, okay?
Premature callation, everybody.
You can't.
This is another example of what happens when you're sitting in a room by yourself. Like, you're talking to people, John.
What?
You're talking to people.
He had premature callation.
Andrew, you can't have premature callation. No one likes that. You gotta hang up and call back in.
No, it says it's not good for anyone.
No one likes that. Stop. Well, we got another call. Hopefully that's about baseball, not about tickets. But
hopefully.
John's going to ask a question, and that's when you call in.
Right, he stated that.
That's how it's going to go. If you want to have a chance to join us and maybe spend the night with John and Lance in that three-bedroom suite, you got to call in when he asks the question.
Okay, when I ask the question, why don't you hang up all the lines, AJ, because when we come back, hang up so nobody can call in right now. When we come back, we'll ask the question and see who is going to be in our fantasy league. All right, you can't call in now. We're going to hang up all the lines, but as soon as we ask the question, you'll be able to call in at 713-780-3776. Next, right here. Brought to you by the Golden Nugget.
Subscribe to ESPN Houston for free on YouTube. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Lance is off. Dell is here. AJ's here. And it's time to give away a couple of spots in our fantasy league. We're going to go to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles August 27th and 28th. We're going to do the shows from there. The 27th, we are going to have our fantasy draft that night. That's a Thursday night. You got to be able to go. You get to pick somebody to go with, be it your wife or friend or whatever. I think you only get, Dell, did we get one room?
I don't remember how that works.
If
they have to spend the room, if it's them and their buddy in the same room, I don't remember exactly.
I think they got double beds.
Okay.
Like we're going to have three, me, you, and Lance.
That's not true.
And they're going to have double beds. All right. Maybe AJ can come along and he can. Oh, you're going to be producing the show because Mapes is going to be there. So you'll be producing the shows, AJ. Yeah. Sorry, pal. Sorry. No Golden Nugget for you. When you're all grown up, you get to have.
Is not a thing you should be doing.
Okay,
you should not be rubbing it in that he doesn't get to go.
Well,
maybe he doesn't even want to go. But if he
just
did,
2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, that's all it is. And it's wonderful. It's where you should have your fantasy draft. It's where you should. I mean, with 12 restaurants, Dell's already told you his favorite, Lily's. We'll all hang out there.
Oof.
Yeah, we've eaten there together before. Don't say we haven't.
We haven't. That changed my mind. Like we went there and we had dinner or lunch at Lily's, and then we had I guess, I don't know if you want to call it breakfast. I don't know. We had Claim Jumpers or something. And since that point, I've decided I'm eating alone.
It's just the worst person. So just 12 restaurants, pool, golf course, poker room, casino, the concert venue, everything you could possibly want right there at Golden Nugget. Have your fantasy draft there. Bring families, everybody, just the best. We're going to have ours. We'll be up on the big board. We've got food and drink that night. It's going to be so much fun. Whoever wins this is going to get a $200 gift card at the Golden Nugget. So this is great. So you and someone else, buddy, wife, girlfriend,
husband.
Wife and girlfriend.
Maybe a woman calls in and wins. You want to bring your significant other with you? That's possible too.
Right. So maybe Eric's girl call in. I don't know.
It's very possible.
It is possible. Right? So we got that. So, all right, here's the question. And as soon as I'm done, AJ's going to open up the phone lines. He's going to open up the phone lines, and you're going to call in at 713-780-3776. Soon as I ask the question, you call in. I want it on the air, AJ. We'll see if people know. Here is the question. Nico Collins and Jaden Higgins were the top two fantasy scorers for the Texans at wide receiver in 2025 in PPR format. Who was third? 713-780-3776. Nico and Jaden Higgins, who was third in PPR format? 713-780-3776, the number. All right. Del, you know the answer.
I do.
AJ knows the answer.
So you want them to come on the air and answer the question?
Yes, I want them on the air to answer the question.
Okay, so for the interns, just get their
put
name.
The names up.
You don't have to ask them what they're calling about. Just run
just
through
put
them.
The name up.
So we've got our first one. It's Larry. Larry, do you have the answer?
Dalton Schultz.
Incorrect. It is
that
not
is
Dalton
incorrect.
Schultz.
So sorry.
Sorry, Larry. We move on to, what does that say, AJ? I can't really see.
Jordan,
you're up next. What's the answer?
You repeat the question?
The question is, Nico Collins and Jaden Higgins were the top two fantasy scorers for the Texans at wide receiver in 2025 in PPR format. Who was third?
Xavier Hutchinson.
That's correct, sir. You are correct, sir. Dang, that is pretty good. And that's not great because
he wasn't that
he
productive.
He didn't have that big of numbers.
Well, that's why you're hoping Tank Dell is
so,
the answer.
Who was it, Jordan?
Jordan wins. So Jordan will
Jordan,
be joining
congratulations.
Us in our fantasy football league. He'll be there for the draft August 27th at the Golden Nuggets. So, Jordan, we're going to put you on hold.
Congratulations, Jordan.
Congratulations.
Nice job.
We're going to get your information. And for people who called in, like Tony and others, we're going to do it again next week. So if you didn't
Tony?
Get – I don't know which Tony, but Tony, right. Michael, I see you guys. Unfortunately, Jordan, well, good for Jordan, not good for you. We have our winner. Let's get Jordan a hole. We'll get his information. But next week and the week following, we'll do it all again. So you're going to have an opportunity to join us. I think next week, John has decided we're going to do show trivia. So if you are a listener to this show frequently, maybe not so big up on fantasy football, you're going to have a real shot to join us at the Golden Nugget.
Dang it. My boy is trying to get in. They can't. Sorry. It's legit. I got buddies who are like, hey, I can't get in.
Well, yeah, I got a text from a buddy last week, and I was like, hey, man, I ain't got no control.
You can't.
People
do that.
Investigated for that.
Do we look
if you've
like
heard.
The government where we're gonna fudge?
Do we look like FIFA?
Yeah.
We just can't be selling spots.
Yeah. Do we look like the Cowboys going to cheat? No.
Cheat?
Yeah.
What do the Cowboys do when it comes to cheating? What do they cheat? They're doing a bad job of cheating.
Terrible job.
If they're cheating.
They're awful at cheating.
Yeah.
Do we look like the Patriots? No.
There you go.
Cheaters. You notice we didn't say Astros? They don't cheat. Used to cheat, used to win. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Okay? Let's go, Astros. Start cheating again. Hopefully they got some cheating going on. They might have some cheating going on since May 20th. They're 11 games over 500. That's what I'm saying. That's nice. 11 games under 500 on May 20th, and here we are. Right here at the end of July in one game out of first. And 500 baseball. Nice. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here and hang with us. So we got Jordan that's going to be coming. Jordan, congratulations.
Yeah. AJ's talking to him right now.
Okay, good. All right. Can you guys just run this contest like a Channel 51 truck giveaway?
No, that's what I was alluding to. We just can't. People get investigated and go to jail for stuff like that.
They did. We had an employee who we gave away a truck on the show. His mother-in-law won it. What a dumbass. He had the keys. He was just terrible. That was the Channel 51 truck giveaway. Yep, that happened. That actually happened. Tony's been listening for a while now. He knows. Tony could win some trivia questions. Maybe next week we'll do a show trivia question to see who's going to be. Because you got to be, then we'll have a long-time listener there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
You got to ask a question that one of maybe not an OG, but someone who's been around a long time and listens frequently would know. There's some deep cuts that we can get to.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we'll do that. We will do that. Which is most likely to be in Lance's speech? Okay, Lance is speaking at a prospect symposium or
some scouting thing.
A scouting symposium for the Jags. I don't know. Which is most likely to be in Lance's speech? His trip to Japan, his friend McCool, hanging with Kaká in the suite during the World Cup, his brisket. No, none of those. His kids? At any point will his kids come
he
up?
He will mention his kid being in the recruiting department at Alabama.
Well, he's there with him, so.
Yeah, he will. That'll definitely get a mention.
Yep. He's there with him, so. I'm pretty sure he's there. I think Alex's there. But, yeah, he'll get him. But what about how the kid, their dribble package, will that be mentioned?
I don't think he's going to mention, or the food fight that led to a car accident. I don't think he's going to get there.
You don't think?
No, it'll be something. Well, I say that, but we listen to him on this show, and there he will diverge from topics that seem pertinent to the conversation and just randomly mention things. So you never know. I don't know if he'll be more focused because he's in a more professional environment as opposed to him sitting here eating oatmeal and spilling stuff all over himself.
Right.
But I'm going to bet that a kid gets mentioned, but not Mahdi.
Are you sure he's not going to be up on the podium eating?
No.
You're sure?
He respects his other forms of making income, although he's not making any money apparently from this.
But if they have food at this.
He's not going to eat up there. Mm. Will there be something in his teeth while he's talking? Probably. But I don't think he's going to be taking bites between people asking
questions.
We'll
have stories when he comes back. We're going to ask him these questions.
Will they be concise stories? No.
No.
Will they be directly to the point? No.
No. But we're going to ask him, did you have any food while you were sitting up at the podium?
Well, if the Jags aren't paying for his hotel.
Did you bring up your kids at any point during your speech?
You think they're going to give him food?
Yes, they're going to have food there.
That for free? He's not getting anything else for free. You might as well pay for the food.
Well, they've got money, so they should be able to pay for a little food, some danishes.
We'll see. I'm telling you, the cons are too busy spending money on Real Madrid prospects to go to Fulham for them to be paying for Lance or anything else. It's football transfer season.
The other one.
Yeah, so maybe the cons are tightening their belts on the Jacks front.
Did they give them a plane flight and a hotel when they go?
I think the cons will make sure the guys from Real Madrid are gonna get on flights they pay for.
Okay, not Lance.
Well, he doesn't score goals.
Right. Well, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He could though if he trained for 2 months.
And I keep making that reference. If you don't know, the cons, Shad Khan owns the Jags, and he owns a English soccer club as well.
Yep. And they don't love that. And by the way, there.
No.
They do not love an American owning their team.
It is kind of what it is. What it is. It's just, hey, you're ruining our game. Stay away from our game. And they're very provincial about their sport. And if an American is in there, they have to really be someone that impresses them before they get accepted. And that has not happened.
They have to be willing to lose billions of dollars because that's what Premier League teams do.
And frankly, under Shad Khan's ownership, Fulham's become a more stable Premier League team than they had been in recent years. And yet, they've got problems with them. And his son is the one running it, Tony, who also is involved in wrestling, which is another thing they have a problem with.
Well.
They always say he's too busy running the wrestling thing to do proper things for Fulham. So.
Of course they are. Just like, you know, what was CJ doing this?
He was focused. You told me he was focused.
That's right. But I saw him at one event, so he obviously wasn't focused enough.
Nah. Don't worry about CJ, everybody. He's going to be great.
That's going to be the best. Nick Cayley's going to call the good plays this year.
That's where I have some questions.
Okay. Breaking here. Congratulations to Jordan, and we'll do it again next week. right here on ESPN 97.5. But it's going to be show trivia, a show trivia question. So we'll figure that out and get that to you. All right. Right now, we'll take a break. 713-780-3776.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Ask Google to list the 2025 Texans top five PPR fantasy point scorer. They got Tank. I mean, AI is not smart. They got Tank Dell with 141 fantasy points last year. Pretty sure he didn't play.
Can you prove that?
Yeah, I think that's provable.
Mm. Yeah. So you're smarter than AI, is what you're saying.
With me on this one. Yep. I think I'm smarter than AI on that one. Yep.
I'm going to need more evidence.
If he doesn't play, it's going to be hard to score 141 fantasy points.
If you say so.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe the Astros record with Jeremy Peña in the lineup is 32-26.
Huh. That's just upsetting that it's only 32-26 because he hadn't played that many games.
Yep. I mean, he's really, really been good. The last couple of games, you know, he's gotten hits. He extended his hit streak. But he was player of the week before. He was on fire. I think he's 1-for-5
Yeah, it was a home run last night, but 1-for-5 overall and 1-for-5 the night before.
Yep. So
and 1-for-5 the night before. It's three hits in the Angels series, 3 out of 15.
3-for-15, that's not great. But he's still gotten, and he came up with big hits too. The homer yesterday was big. Jeremy's really, really made a difference being back in the lineup, no question, defensively and offensively. It's going to be tough to watch him leave.
Ah, John, that's 2 years away.
I know, but it's still tough. It's a year and two months away.
You should have calluses with this stuff. You know the deal. It's going to happen. Yeah, we're used to it, right?
Yeah, but who?
Have we gotten to the point where the replacement, this is the first time it'll be the replacement for the guy that had to go, is going, right?
Right.
Peña for Correa. Now Correa's back, injured, of course. But do we have another shortstop in the pipeline? Do we have another one?
No, so that's the thing. But we didn't know we had Jeremy Peña then either.
Until we did.
Yeah, until we did.
Yeah.
So maybe that guy is there. I don't know. Maybe that guy is there. I'm seeing a story, AJ, about Keyshawn Henderson staying in Houston. Have we heard anything from? I mean, it said now there's two quarterbacks that stayed home. Jared Curtis, he stayed and went to Vanderbilt. He's a Nashville kid that went to Vanderbilt. He was going to go to Georgia. He accepted a scholarship to Georgia and ended up because Diego Pavia went and saw him play, and then they became friends, and he stayed in Nashville, and he's probably going to start. But the story here is, what do we know about is Connor Wegman the guy for sure?
Yeah, this season for sure. But, I mean, like, Fritz has talked about, like, potentially having even packages for Henderson, but I think, like, in 2027, it's going to be Henderson's team for sure.
In 2027?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that you just aren't seeing nowadays is a guy who's going to be patient and wait, a top quarterback who could have gone anywhere he wanted, and yet he's going to sit behind the incumbent for a year.
Well, generally, a guy of Keyshawn Henderson's status, he's normally going to, if we talk about the schools that are recruiting him, the premier, Blue Buds, whatever you want to label them as, he's going to go play or go to a school where a guy's entrenched and a big timer. If he's going to Georgia, he would be behind Gunnar Stockton for a year. He wasn't going to play. If you pick Georgia, the issue is he's picking the Cougs. So you just imagine he did it because he thought he was going to start year one. But all the like Ohio State, he's not playing behind. He's not playing ahead of Julian Sain. It's just that the Cougs have a transfer in Connor Wegman that didn't work out at A&M. Not a great passer, so you just assume Henderson picked that spot because he had a pathway to start.
Well, like Jared Curtis had a pathway to, well, he could have gone to Georgia and sat behind Gunner.
Yeah.
But he's starting at Vanderbilt.
But probably. Some of the five stars have to sit because yeah. If they're going to these places where
You pick a place that's got an opening.
Yeah, but a lot of the guys will just
Underwood started right away.
Yes, the bag that he got from Michigan played a huge part, but yeah, he picked a place where he could start. But there are plenty of five-star quarterbacks who don't start year one. It is just the perception of the Cougs was, oh, if they're getting Henderson, it's because they promised him a starting role, not knowing what the kid was actually looking for in his college experience. It appears playing here, staying home, and playing under Willie Fritz was far more appealing, even if Connor Wegman was going to start for you. And I'm sure, as AJ mentioned, he will get snaps. It's a long It's a long season, and whether it's Wegman not performing or simply they're in a game where they're blowing out a team, he's going to get snaps.
Well, so does he play in more than four games?
That's the question. Have they extended it to nine, the red shirt thing, or is it still at four? I know that was up for debate where you could now play nine games.
I hadn't heard. It's nine? Is it nine now?
I think it's still at four, but there were conversations about extending it to nine games where you could play before your red shirt was up. Does he play in more than four games? Well, I guess, do they think Keyshawn Henderson would be here for 4 years anyway? So he might just play three. If he's as good as people think he is, he might just play 3 years anyway. So you might as well get get a full experience, full year out of him, even if it is just snaps, a couple snaps per game.
I wonder if they still don't go, wait, we want to, just in case you want to stick around for five, don't want to waste.
I can't imagine that's his plan. The number one overall prospect. I can't imagine the five-year plan is what he's looking at.
No, but you never know. I mean,
if he's here for
right now, is Underwood should be there for 5 years.
It's year. We'll see if what year two looks like. But if Keyshawn Henderson is a quarterback in college for 5 years, I'm going to say he disappointed.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Although, I mean, well,
the number one overall prospect.
Sometimes it's smarter to get as much college in as you
can. I'm not disagreeing, but if he is at a point where it's best for him to stay for 5 years, it didn't work out. Not to level people thought it would.
Yep. Well, not the number one overall guy. Right. Final hour coming up here, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.